This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Oh, yeah. Welcome in, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. The old pipes are going. It's going in and out. It's going in and out. It gets a little bit clogged, and we gotta hack it up. Live on the air, but a happy Wednesday to everybody. Great to be here with you this morning. I'm Woodsy, feeling much better, just trying to get all the gunk out. So thanks for being patient with me, you two, and all of you listening. Could be two of you listening. I have no idea at this point. It's the end of the year. Never really know how many people are paying attention, but I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing fantastic. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Benji, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. I hear it in your voice. You're like an old TV with rabbit ears. Sometimes the reception is good. Sometimes it gets kind of staticky and crackly.
Those are some crap days, man.
Oh,
having to jigger with the stupid antenna
just to try to get a picture.
My 6-year-old really loves. I think he's going to be. He's got a brain like a steel trap, dude. He loves sports, right? And he'll pick something up. He'll see something. He really loves baseball cards now and basketball cards. And we were watching. So last night I go, let's watch some TV. And he watched. He wanted to watch Last Dance. And he saw it on Netflix. He goes, Jordan, Last Dance. I go, all right. So we start watching it. And he just lays there, sucking his thumb, watching it. He goes, man, it sure was crappy on TV back then. I go, dude, you have no idea, bro.
He's never lived in a non-HD world.
Never.
Standard definition.
1080p.
Yeah, he's looking at it going, this is garbage. Like, it is just, how do you even watch?
16:9 aspect ratio versus 4:3.
Yeah, he's looking at it going, how did you even watch these games? I said, it wasn't easy, man. It was not easy back then. And, you know, yet again, one of those things where you look back and you go, God, we've come a long way from, you know, 4chan, 3 channels on the television, having to, hey, go up, stand right there real quick. I just want to make sure we get this inning in or this game. And he loves that stuff, dude. He's got it. We're watching the.
That is so true. Sometimes you'd actually like have to stand in a certain spot. Think about that. So you were actually conducting somehow the television reception.
Correct.
Through your body.
You'd like hold tight on one part of the antenna and it would work.
Into the antenna. God. So it would go into the television.
It was just so funny, man. And we're scrolling through, you know, and I told you, both the kids love Space Jam. So they watch the LeBron one, they watch the Jordan one all the time. And there's cameos from famous players. It's funny, man. So they're it's like the 93 finals and it's Jordan and against the Suns. And Barkley comes on the screen, and Bo's like, I know him. He's in Space Jam. Taylor walks in, he's like, he's in Space Jam. And then Patrick Ewing comes on stage in the round before, and Bo's like, I've got his basketball card, Patrick Ewing. It's really cool to watch. And that's what we ended up doing last night, is watching like a full episode of Last Dance, and he loves it.
When I was maybe a year or so older than Bo, so call it mid to late 90s, I was so into sports. It was like baseball cards, same thing.
Yeah.
It was all I knew. It was all that I was able to comprehend and soak in, was baseball cards and statistics and all of that stuff. My mom still tells the story that one of our close family friends, I guess they were, you know, it was the mid-90s, they were talking about Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And my mom told her friend, oh, Paul doesn't know who that is.
Right.
6 years old, 7 years old. And she goes, her friend goes, of course he does. Paul, everybody knows who Michael Jackson is. They called me over. They said, hey, Paul, who's Michael Jackson? And I go, oh, he plays for the A's.
Did he play for the A's? Was there a Michael Jackson that played for the A's?
Oh. No, I just thought he was a baseball player.
Just sounded like a baseball player. Yeah, I think he plays for the A's.
He's like an outfielder, right? Like, no.
I was like, was there an A named Michael Jackson?
No.
I was a big Michael Jackson. I've told you guys. I had the jacket and the glove. I told
you. Oh, yeah, you had the glove. Yeah, you told us.
And the jacket. The red. I'm going home for Christmas. The day after Christmas, we're going back to Texas. I will pour through.
I need the picture.
I'll pour through the family albums, and I'll find you a picture of me in the Michael, the red.
What age was this?
Probably 8, 9. So even older than Bo. Bo right now would be like, are you joking?
Like, was this Halloween or was this like just?
I got it for Christmas.
In Christmas. Oh, you got it for Christmas.
I asked for the Michael Jackson jacket. So that would be about 84, 85. When did Thriller come out? 84?
Yeah, 84, I think, yeah.
So it came out.
And you would wear it where? To school?
Yeah.
You would wear and the glove? Would you wear the glove?
I did not wear the glove to school. Even my grandmother, my sweet nanny, she's still alive, she made me, it was a white glove with the sequins on it. And just literally probably hand-stitched every sequin on that glove. And Christmas morning came around, and I think it was my dad. My mom and dad had just gotten together. And it was my first Christmas, really, with him, and I had asked for that. And he got it for me. And I wore that thing and thought I was the coolest kid on the block, which I wasn't. Because only one man could pull that off, and it was Michael Jackson. Only one. It's amazing that they even sold them in stores. And but
your grandma could have had a thriving Etsy business.
She could have
Michael Jordan or Michael Jackson sequin gloves.
Bro,
if that had existed back then.
Dominic says, did Gary get the real jacket or a weird off-brand version? That's a really fair question that you ask, Dominic.
And I bet I know the answer.
I bet I know the answer
as
well.
The Michael Jackson jacket back then.
Bro, was who it just knows? JCPenney or something? I don't know, but.
The May company had it? I don't have no idea.
My folks will be in today. They're on their way in from Dallas this morning. They'll be in this afternoon to spend the next 10 days here in lovely San Diego.
What did the other kids think about you wearing the red Michael Jackson jacket?
I don't know, but it's probably why I turned to a life of drugs and alcohol later on in my, I mean, I would imagine. There was some sort of pain I was trying to mask.
But it was the 80s. Was it not cool to wear?
I don't know. That's like... I can't remember any kids in my school wearing the Michael Jackson jacket.
Come to think of it, I don't remember any kids in my school wearing the Michael Jackson jacket either, Ben. Which, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't know that. I wasn't trying to be an individual. I was trying to be Michael Jackson. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be one thing if I like showed up with that, was like, hey, I found this. This is my new style. No, I was just copying somebody else's style. Hmm. Than says his most prized possession was a members only jacket growing up. Those were legit. I still think they look fairly cool on people. I think certain people can pull them off. But yeah, Mike Jackson did play for the Mariners 88 to 81.
I think he was a pitcher. Was 88 to 91.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I will find the picture of it.
Please do.
And I don't know how we got on this tangent, but oh, Michael Jackson. I had the thing. I had the full. It's embarrassing to think about.
When I was like 9 or 10, boy bands were the big thing.
Mm.
They took over the world, mm-hmm. and every like you couldn't go to school unless you had like the bleached
tips,
not the full like Marshall Mathers
like I want to do
bleached hair.
Yeah,
just the frosted.
Did you frost your tips?
Oh yeah, the whole soccer team I was on, everybody on the team, like you could not go to school without having a little bit of bleach, a little bit of color in your
hair. Did you ever bleach yours at all?
Never have colored my hair at all. Did you? You have.
It was like, mom, they will make fun of me if I show up just with normal hair.
I got drunk in college and my girlfriend bleached my hair. But it wasn't like the one thing I didn't do in the 90s was frost my tips, but I did have the soul patch. I saw a picture of me the other day with the soul patch. My God, mortifying. But the, you know, I wanted to bleach all of my hair, just not just the tips.
Eminem kind of?
No. The guy from Idols. Okay. I told you, I don't want to look like Eminem, but I'm not going to look good when I do
kind
it.
Kind of the same thing.
It kind of is, but I'm going to do it.
You can't fully bleach your hair entirely and not kind of look like Eminem.
It's true. I need a change. I need a change. It's funny because my wife doesn't want me to do it, but one day she showed up at our house with pink hair. And we kind of had an argument about it because I was not expecting it. And I love it now. Now I can't. Now when her hair's not pink, I'm like, when are you going back to the pink? Because I really, really love it. And she's not supportive of me wanting to bleach my hair at all. So I don't really know what to do with that.
You're a 49-year-old man.
So?
Doesn't it feel like you've passed the age where altering your hair is something that you should be doing to define your character?
I'm not trying to define my character. I'm just trying to spice things up a little.
What's the oldest a man has ever?
I mean, Keith Richards probably put stuff in his hair. He's 106 years old.
Yeah. Billy Idol still.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Okay. What's the oldest
non-rock star
normal guy?
I guarantee you, there's people out there.
Oh yeah,
they're still doing it.
I don't know, like. I was thinking about tattoos, but then I'm like, everybody has tattoos. Everybody has tattoos. Tattoos, yeah. Tattoos, tattoos. There's tattoos everywhere.
Orthodox in chat. I was a Tip Froster with the puka shells.
Oh, the puka shells. I never went down that road, man.
Oh, yeah. Had a pair.
Caitlin says, you don't want to look like Joe Burrow. I kind of do. I kind of do, I think. I think it looks cool on him. I don't think it'll look cool on me, but I think I have to try it. Don't you guys think I should? I mean, you should want me to at this point.
That's true.
Just make fun of me.
The content is definitely appealing.
Dub J says, every newscaster in America goes darker. Not our Ben. Not our Ben. Our Ben has never dyed his hair. Not once, which is just amazing to me. Yeah, face tattoo like Iron Mac. You're going to think I'm crazy, but I actually did think of a neck tattoo would be pretty cool. But I have to wait for my parents to die. Because even at 49 years old, they would murder me. If they showed up today, because they're coming to town, and I was like, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, and it said, like, B&T on the side of, you know, Bo and Taylor on the side of my neck, they'd kill me. And I'm scared of them.
There certainly was a time where it felt like a face tattoo, outside of, like, some sort of religious Maori or some sort.
Like the curse of death.
Was about the scariest thing. Like, okay, this person has really gone off the rails.
You cross the other side of the street. Yeah. I'm talking 15 years ago. Yeah. You see a guy with a face tattoo, you're like, nope, that's not... Now
we live in the age of Jelly Roll and Post Malone, and okay, this is now a thing. It's fairly normal to see
neck tattoo.
Oh, I do
now and when they land.
Yeah, if you find one, I will put one on right now. Somebody suggested maybe a belly button ring if I want to spice things up. That'd be good. Me walking around Padres games with a little half shirt and my belly button ring.
Say, unless you have to change how you dress, because otherwise nobody would know.
Yeah, just. Can you imagine how grossed
out? Alter tops for Woods.
How grossed out would my wife be if I showed up and was like, babe, check it out?
She'll never look at you again,
dude. It was disgusting. Oh. All right. Well, we're off and running today. We've got really nothing to talk about. Let's pull the curtain back. I mean, it's as slow as it's ever been. So we're
frosted
gonna,
tips.
We're going to have some fun today. Hannah is pro belly rings. This makes no sense. I can't bleach my hair, but she does want me to get a belly ring.
Shelly had a belly ring when I first met her.
Oh, Hannah still has one.
I love that.
Yeah, I love it too. I love it too. But all right. I'll look into that then. I think it hurts.
I would think.
I bet it hurts. Let me pinch yours real quick. Let me see yours. Do you have an Audi?
I have, like, no belly button.
Oh, yeah, let's
anymore,
see it.
Remember?
It's the weirdest thing. Yeah. It has, like, this hood.
Yeah.
Ben's has a hood that hangs over.
It's like a hiatal hernia, I think, is what the doctor called
it.
A hiatal hernia. It's like where the tissue sticks out just a little bit. It's not appealing.
It's a flap.
Yeah, it's not appealing. It's gotten better as I've lost the weight.
I think if you put a ring dangling from the hood, it might look good.
A little hood ornament.
I think it would look better.
I think I just worry that it would get caught on like you're walking by somewhere and it gets caught in a hook.
Bro. You're hooked like a fish.
Yeah. You guys wear you have one on thing. You wear those hoodies with the big pockets in the front, like the Joey pouches.
Yeah.
3 days a week, I walk by and it catches on my door, and all I'm like, and I drop my backpack.
Now, on the doorknob.
Now imagine it's your belly button getting caught on a wire or something.
Terrifying.
Just really,
I don't want any extra things dangling that can get caught on something that I walk by.
That is unbelievable. Oh god,
oh, man.
Nick says, work out and get jacked. It's the best look you can have, Nick. It's so much work, dude. That's so much work. Oh, all right. We'll be back.
All right. It's Ben and Woods. We'll set the menu after Kelly Danick's traffic. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So does everybody remember yesterday's show when we were all up in arms about a worthy Padre finishing second in one of the major postseason awards votes?
Yes.
Do we want to do that again today?
I can't, actually. I just can't. There's just like all the content that's been presented for today is legitimately content that I look at and I go, I don't want to do it. I don't want to come on here and whine about Mike Schilt, you know, getting one first place.
I'm not going to. So quit asking.
I don't want to come on here today and talk about Mookie Betts patting us on the head. Sweet little Padres fans. It sucks because it's such a slow time of year, but it's content that makes me furious. And I actually could not believe that the vote yesterday was as lopsided as it was.
There are,
there's cases to be made. I understand it. We can make those cases, but.
Yeah, it's not, I'm not as outraged as I was yesterday. Let's just say that.
Honestly, like the Preller one probably gets me the most. It really does. I mean, the maneuvering that he.
Preller, Merrill, Schilt. In order of like a miscarriage of justice. Of awards justice.
What a quote here from our buddy, Orthodox Evans. The 2024 San Diego Padres, simply the second best.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, that is it in a nutshell.
Yeah. I mean, you know, everywhere from Mookie's podcast, yeah, you know, they were the team that we felt like if we get past them, they were the second best team with the second best rookie, with the second best manager, with the second best general manager in baseball this year. Congratulations. You are simply the second best in baseball.
Why the Padres, simply the second best.
Which, when you think about it, is
number two.
It's quite an accomplishment. It's just not the accomplishment that we're all craving and searching. You know, I've lived plenty of years where they were 26th best. And second best is way better, but also kind of more painful when you think about it.
Yeah.
Actually, much more painful.
Yeah, it sucks. I'd rather finish ninth. Yeah, I mean, just, you know, I'd rather finish. Even the you know, the Cleveland Guardians got their flowers this offseason, you know. And again, to make it worse, Cy Young is today, right?
Cy Young is today.
And MVP is tomorrow.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm not watching TV tomorrow. You have to watch Shohei Ohtani win an MVP this. I mean, it's been a really, you know, last offseason was horrible. I wouldn't wish that on any fan of any team. This one just sucks. Last one hurt.
As the week goes on, there's certainly less drama for each award. You know, Rookie of the Year, that was truly Merrill, Skeens. I don't know who's going to win it.
Yeah.
Manager of the Year, I had a pretty good feeling that Pat Murphy was going to win it. Cy Young Award today, the AL is a foregone conclusion. It's going to be Tarek Skubal. The NL, I mean, you can make an argument between Chris Sale and Zach Wheeler, but I'm pretty sure Chris Sale's going to win.
Triple crown, right?
And then tomorrow, it's going to be Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani, you know, barring a unbelievably shocking surprise. So You're getting less tension and drama in the awards as the week goes on when they're supposed to be kind of ramping up, but that's just the way it kind of broke down this year.
Yeah, no, I can see that. And yeah, it's just, you know, at this point, I'm ready to get all these awards behind us. We kind of know what's going to happen, and we move forward and try to add some pieces to the team and see what the team looks like. That's the exciting part for me. You know, and at some point when spring training starts, you know, what you did last year is immaterial, and you got to look forward. But right now, you know, still getting it from double barrels from Dodger fans, as you have earned. You have absolutely earned it.
Couple interesting things I'd like to bring up. Baseball-wise, and we can do this later in the show, and I think we're going to try to get him on sometime later this week. Evan, and I always, is it Drelick?
Drelick.
Drelick, not Drelich. Drelick from The Athletic wrote a big piece. It's a bit complicated.
It is.
Which is why we want to have him on. But it's about the media rights of baseball going forward. And the way I read this, and we'll talk about it a little bit later, I think this could be very good news for the San Diego Padres and their fans. It's a long way from coming to fruition. This is like a 4 or 5 year plan that Major League Baseball and Rob Manfred kind of setting out to change the landscape of media rights for, you know, how you watch the games and how teams get paid for you watching the games, and it's something that, in my mind, could benefit the San Diego Padres greatly going forward. So we can kind of set the stage for it, and then Evan is supposed to join us later in the week because it is something that I think is interesting and requires a little bit more explanation from Evan when he comes on.
So instead of a Ben-splanation, we'll get an Evan-splanation.
Something like that.
All right. And you can do...
But I'll give you my take on it, and then he can kind of add some details when he joins us.
Well, he is a fantastic writer.
He is.
Fantastic. So anytime we can have him on, he's great.
Unfortunately, it does feel like every time we have him on, it's right around this time, off-season, and it's always like... an upcoming work stoppage, labor negotiations.
Yeah, that's what he does.
He's a busy writer.
He writes the in-depth pieces, and sometimes it ain't super fun to get through, but he is so good at breaking it all down.
And think about this in the back of your mind, a comment Zach just made in the chat. Large markets will try to block this change to preserve their unfair advantage. And that is a very, very astute comment. And it's something that they're going to have to navigate. And not only that, you know, they are going to have to navigate in the next year a potential work stoppage. You know, that is something that is looming over Major League Baseball. And, yeah, man, everybody wants their piece of the pie. And when that happens, you get a lot of hungry people wanting pie. And sometimes, as we'll see next Thursday, there's just not enough pie to go around, right?
Speaking of not enough pie to go around, not quite enough 40-man roster spots to go around. Padres did have to make some decisions on some of their minor leaguers yesterday. We can talk about those moves a little bit later as well. I think college football is getting kind of interesting now. We're down to the last couple of games of the season.
Yeah.
And so now these playoff rankings, like the set that came out yesterday, they're starting to get more important as you get closer to the final one, which is the only one that really matters, but you want to be well-positioned going into that. And I had a new one released yesterday that had, I thought, an interesting development, something I didn't even realize was possible. So we can talk a little college football as well. We will have our regular features. Take on Woods coming up at 7:10, chance to qualify. Woods got shut out yesterday in the game, so he's looking for some redemption today.
It's horrible.
It was a tough one yesterday. Don't Do This, our regular features, Rindle Report coming up as well. So that's the menu for the Wednesday edition of Ben and Woods. When we come back,
Oh, boy.
It's actually a good thing that Mike Schilt didn't win the Manager of the Year award.
Copium.
A little bit, yes. But
it's fine. Hey, bro, we have a kilo of copium that we've ordered since the baseball season ended.
And it's not a good... It's a bad thing that Jackson Merrill didn't win. Nothing against you, Mike, on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam.
If you guys could...
This is unbelievable.
If you guys could hear the conversations that go on in this studio on a break, it is... We could charge... We could actually charge for this content.
That's what our gold stream is.
See you guys tomorrow night, by the way.
Yes. Oh, that's right. We got a
member stream.
Recently announced member gold stream show.
Anything else you guys want to pile onto the old platter? This parents coming in today. Oh my God!
Well, Paulie's going to be out next week.
He's
going to Las Vegas. He's taking Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday off.
Yep.
We will still be here.
Yeah, me
we got
and you.
Italian Paul.
Oh,
Frank's going to be coming in, which is will be fun
is.
And. You know, it'll probably be another loose week next week going into Thanksgiving and the holiday, but we'll be here with you. So
we should bring some food to share together on Wednesday, like a little Friendsgiving, just the two of us.
I don't know. Is that rude with Frank?
Well,
just coming
for
off
him
of
too.
His surgery. I don't know that he can eat anything yet. So
sucks to suck, I guess. I don't know what to tell you, bro. Like, remember when we made Ben eat like hungry man Thanksgiving dinners?
That's right.
That was a terrible
frozen microwave Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, it was so gross.
You made me eat Olive Garden through a blindfold.
It wasn't a blindfold. It was a gimp mask. It was a sexual deviant
mask.
But,
you know, if you missed it, we had Frank in, about a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
He had just had the stomach sleeve surgery, and it's, you know, making some big changes to his life, and I'm proud of him. He's lost close to, 40-50 pounds already?
50 pounds, yeah.
But he said it takes a while before you can start getting back to really solid foods. He just did advance to purees when we talked to him. So
be tough to do any sort of... It's why I always end up... It's like embarrassing to even say, but it's why I always end up like, should I really crank the gym now? Well, the holidays are coming. You know you're going to eat like a turd. I'll just wait. How's everyone's New Year's resolutions going from last year? Swimmingly, I bet.
You're not listening to my SDFatLoss.com. Like, you can lose weight over the holidays.
I was not listening. I don't want to lose weight
over
the holidays.
You absolutely
I
want to
enjoy
can.
Myself.
You can cheat. You can have a couple cheat days and still lose the weight.
So, Paulie's leaving for Vegas. It's his wife Megan's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing a nice trip together. While you're out there, though, which I think is really cool, you're going to go check out the Aztecs play Creighton. Which
yeah,
is next,
it worked out really well.
Which is next Tuesday.
Yeah, we're going to the first game Tuesday morning.
Okay, so you bought tickets?
Yes.
Online?
I did.
Good boy.
Two of them.
Good boy. One for you, one for Megan.
Yes.
Old boy over here to my left.
Who doesn't buy tickets?
I got an email last month asking if I wanted to apply for media credentials.
I got the same email.
And I didn't think I was going to be going, but I thought, well, better safe than sorry. So I applied for a media credential just in case.
And you got one.
And I got one, but I emailed the guy and I said, you know, not going to be in Vegas, but thank you for that. And then he emailed back and said, do you want anyone else to take your credential? And
right.
I said, well, Paulie, would you like to have the credential while you're there? I know you already have tickets, but then, you know, if you needed it, you could go down into the media room and, you know, pick up statistics or, you know, maybe
a diet coke from the media spread
that they have.
So
why not take advantage? He is a member of the media. He will be talking about the game.
I got the same email. I could
on our
applied.
Airways. I mean, you're kind of working even though you're there. You shouldn't have to pay for everything while you're at the game because you're semi-working when you're watching a San Diego State game.
So he said, I'll give you this credential. And then Paulie said, it doesn't do me any good because Megan's with me. And, yeah, I mean, I've had that before where it's like,
well, they play again on Wednesday, but I'm not going to – I'm going to see him on Tuesday. I'm good. I don't need to be like, hey, babe, I'm just gonna sit here.
What if Megan says, you know what, I want to go get my, a pedicure and a manicure for a couple of hours. Do what you want. And you go, now I've got the credential. Well, I'll go to the San Diego State game.
You can sleep.
I'm just giving you the option.
So then he says – take the thing, and then you can go down into the media room and get free waters and Diet Cokes.
He said something along the lines, it'd be a cool move.
Yeah, cool
it'd
move.
It'd be a cool move. You could go down into the media room and grab like a couple of Diet Cokes or something or waters for you.
They charge like $8 for Diet Coke. It's never fun to pay exorbitant prices for something that you could get for 60 cents elsewhere.
You are always on the hustle. You're a hustler.
I'm not on the hustle.
You're a hustler.
Who likes paying 10 times the cost of something when they don't have to.
Somebody's got to pay for it.
Not really, actually. No one has to pay Diet Cokes. No one has to pay $8 for a Diet Coke.
No such thing as a free Diet Coke.
That's right.
I just don't do it. I just don't buy sodas at games because I think they're...
You have supporters here. Tevin says he's on team.
Extremely overpriced, so I just don't get one, which is, you know...
You don't feel guilty? You're an honest...
Why would I feel guilty about not paying for a soda?
You don't feel guilty.
They should be feeling guilty for charging me $8 for a soda.
So you get, let's say you and Jack go to the Padres game. You get tickets, obviously, from work.
Right.
You're not paying for those.
Correct.
Do you go into the media room?
I don't.
And
because...
steal hot dogs and sodas and
no.
just shove them in your pocket
no.
and bring them out for you and Jack to go
my dad,
eat
by the way,
114?
My dad right now is listening and nodding along in a glowing approval of Ben.
So you're not supposed to do that for other people, but I've gone into myself.
I've gone into poop.
Use the bathroom. Yeah,
yep.
That's a great option. The media credential gets you your own bathroom.
I have
up there,
done
which
that.
Is fantastic.
I've done that.
That is a true story. Just, and I'll be honest, I have taken a brownie out of there. I will.
I can take the brownie. It's there. You walk by it. It's free. It's like, you want me to not take the brownie? It's just sitting there. So, you know, even though I'm not technically like working at the time.
Right.
You're always, when you're a host, and especially on a Padres station, anytime you're watching the Padres, whether it be at home,
you're working.
You're working.
I tried to tell my wife that. She doesn't buy it.
I mean, it is true to a certain extent.
Pretty much, if you're a morning show host, everywhere you go, you're working.
Kind of.
Content, so I want everything for free. From now on, everywhere
there,
I want free.
Finally!
I want free
gas. You understand my perspective.
Cop pulls me over and I tell him, hey, I'm actually a morning show host. This is going to be content. So
at the grocery store, your Vons.
Yeah.
This is content.
It's content.
Get my media credential to come shop at Vons.
Zach goes, next time bring a grocery bag, fill it up and hand it out to fans like Robin Hood. Eric Grubner looks down from the suite, and there's Ben passing out waters from the Robin Hood.
We get like an internal press release. No more free hot dogs and sodas in the media room.
Bro, I got to tell you guys.
They've already cut way back from where it used to be back, you know, in the day. You know, everything used to be free, you know, but now it no longer is. But.
I got to tell you guys, man, back in the music days when I was a music morning show host, we would have these bands that would come up and they would perform. And at the time, we didn't have like a big sound space. So we did it in these kind of old studios. It was basically like a storage facility. And the bands would come in and set up their keyboards and their guitars and they would play. And you would send it out to your email list on the station, 94.9 Insiders or whatever. Free lunch provided. So 20 people would show up and there'd be Jersey Mike's there. And I to this day, I will never forget this guy coming up. He was probably, this band is young, hip. They were called Ms. Mister, and I think they've disappeared now.
But, kind of like Mr. Mister?
Like
but
Mr. Mister, Ms. Mister. And they weren't bad. They were, you know, kind of poppy, what the times were. This guy comes up, about 68 years old, dude, and just comes up and is bobbing his head along. And I'm watching dude reach over to the platter, and he's shoving Jersey Mike sandwiches in his bag. So I'm elbowing the promotions director. I'm like, look, dude, he is just filling his bag with Jersey Mike sandwiches.
Well, and then when you have something like sandwiches that's going to go bad, you want them to be
somebody needs to eat them.
So like they're going to go to good use, and that guy's going to eat them or give them to someone who needs them. They've already been already been paid for. Someone should eat them.
It's not a you can't take advantage of everything is what
but
I'm saying.
But you don't want to waste good food either.
Just going to the media room at the MGM Grand Garden and just shoveling
stuff in your
Diet
in your
Coke
guess
cans
what I bet MGM Grand can
be
afford
fine.
It.
Yeah,
they're
going to
be fine,
that's
Wally.
True. I think Ben feels like if he...
I'm more concerned about how it looks.
Yeah.
You look like a moron.
I feel like Ben feels...
Not even in your own town. I mean, you know, you don't want to do it here because you
so when you go
rep,
to other towns,
but...
you just steal from places? He walks into Bucky's somewhere. He's like, well, I'm not from here. I'm just going to take this.
Look at
Arizona, and he just dines and dashes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't live here.
I don't live here. I'm not paying this.
I'm not saying
I'm working.
I'm not saying commit a crime. It's not if you have a media credential, it's not a crime.
So with a media credential, you can give carte blanche to steal whatever you want, as long as you have a media credential. I'm just gonna take a whole pizza and walk out. It's so good. So good.
All right. I would guarantee you that if you gave Mike Shildt the choice at the start of the offseason between manager of the year or two-year contract extension, he's going to choose the latter. So he already got his win. Didn't get one yesterday. We'll talk about it right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
I'm dead. I'm dead.
Is that a real story, do you think? J to the J-O. In our chat said, I once had the opportunity to sit in the press box, was about to get food, but then, of all people, Hacksaw took the last two hot dogs and finished off the soda.
Keep your grubby paws off those. Those are for media only.
He had a media credential. He was there. He can finish off the hot dogs if he wants.
Yeah, not anymore.
All right. So yesterday, Pat Murphy, by a wide margin, wasn't a wide margin.
I'll be doing this all day now.
Wasn't even close. 27 first
Kendrick
place.
Morales race. With a home run. Vladimir Guerrero had key hits along. Excuse me.
He's
along the way,
a literal hot dog.
In the Angels batting order,
two hot dogs.
Angels batting order just excuse me wore out the Red Sox pitching staff.
Yeah, he didn't swallow them. He just ate them whole. He didn't chew them. He just... All right, continue.
Pat Murphy wins the National League Manager of the Year. Mike Schilt was second in the voting. What did he get, like 17 second-place votes?
One first place?
Just one first place. Same as Carlos Mendoza got one. Rob Thompson got one also from the Philadelphia Phillies. He didn't even finish in the top four in voting, but he got a first-place vote.
Ollie?
He got a third-place vote from Marvel. Keith Law. I still haven't seen that explained as to why. He had Torrey Lovello, who I like, but obviously the Diamondbacks took a big step back this year from the World Series. And then Ollie Marmol, who was mostly on the hot seat this all season.
He was horrific.
As his third choice for Manager of the Year. Did have Pat Murphy.
Like I said, man, I tweeted it. It shows you how serious these guys take.
I guarantee, we've talked to Keith Law enough. He's paying attention. He has a reason for it. He just has a weird reason for it. And I'm just curious as to what it is. He will be able to explain that vote for you. You may disagree with it, but he has an absolute, I promise you, has a justification for why he picked Ollie Marmol.
Sure he does.
As his third choice for, I mean, he didn't just like pick it out of a hat and say, you know,
I'm just
picking.
Different. Yes, I'm that, different. That, I, Look that, at
now,
me.
There's definitely going to be different. Some of that to it, but I'm sure he had a reason for it. So here's why I think it's actually a good thing. You don't want your manager to win Manager of the Year.
Because then they get fired.
No, and that is the thing. The last five National League Managers of the Year have all been let go or no longer with their clubs, starting with Mike Schilt in 2019.
Yeah.
Won it with the Cardinals. Then it was Don Mattingly in 2020 with the Marlins.
Yep.
Gabe Kapler, 2021 with the Giants.
Out.
Then in 2022 was...
Skip? No, he was
2023. And 2022 was...
Bomel?
No, it wasn't Bomel. I have it here. Hang on. 2022 was Buck Showalter with the Mets.
That's right.
So none of those guys are even still with the teams,
no.
Even though they were the last five National League Manager of the Year. That's a coincidence and just the nature of the award. I think the reason why you don't really want to see your manager win Manager of the Year is that the teams that are actually trying to win, like the Dodgers,
yeah,
like the Yankees, rarely win a Manager of the Year award because expectations are higher.
Yeah.
You want to be a fan of a franchise whose manager is pretty much eliminated when they walk into spring training in February.
Like, you can't, like, hey man, welcome to spring training. You're ineligible for manager of the year because you have so many good players.
Pretty much.
The expectations are so high.
I don't think that was the case with Mike Schilt this year. And I can make a great argument as to why he deserved the award over Pat Murphy. Ultimately, the reason he probably didn't win is that there's still enough belief in the Padres and the amount of talent that they have and the resources that they are putting into the roster that's going to be held against Mike Schilt, no matter how good of a job that he did. Pat Murphy won it because the Brewers put almost nothing into their team.
Payroll was low.
Had a bunch of injuries. Payroll was low. Expectations were low. They lost players, and they won, and they did a good job. Did Mike Schilt have to maybe overcome even more, fix more things, do more quote-unquote managing compared to Pat Murphy, who just, you know, stepped into Craig Counsell's shoes
steady
and just
kind of
kept the ship steering the same direction that it was going? Yes, I think Mike Schilt actually did a better job, quote-unquote, managing. But in terms of what they vote for, if Manager of the Year, it was probably always going to be Pat Murphy. Not surprised by the choice. Much more surprised that Matt Arnold won the Executive of the Year over A.J. Preller. More surprised that Paul Skeens won over Jackson Merrill, although I do acknowledge that there were arguments for both of those guys.
Yeah, as there are arguments for Pat Murphy. As there were arguments for Carlos Mendoza. Sure, no problem. We move on. As we mentioned earlier, your 2024 San Diego Padres, simply the second best.
So. And that is, I believe, it for any Padres possibilities in the awards season.
Well, at least I don't have to ruin my day waiting with anticipation every single day. You know, nobody's going to win the MVP.
Jurickson Profar was, I believe, second in the Comeback Player of the Year award vote to Chris Sale. And then we had four second-team all-MLB players in Jackson Merrill, Manny Machado, Dylan Cease, and Michael King. Yeah, it was the year of second place. Padres finished second in the National League West, it was the year of second best for the San Diego Padres.
Well, listen.
Which is better than a lot of other teams in baseball.
It is, but if you ain't first, you're last, as we all know.
Have three Silver Slugger awards for Manny, Jackson, and Jurickson. Not a second place Silver Slugger, first place Silver
first
Slugger
place,
awards
yeah.
at least. But That pretty much wraps up the award season for the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, for sure. And you will have your MVPs of Aaron Judge and Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani. You will have your Cy Youngs of Tarek Skubal and Chris Sale. And then we're done, right? That's it.
Any chance that Juan Soto like wins or Bobby Witt over Judge? I don't think so.
I think Judgy.
Any chance Wheeler wins over Sale today? No, I don't think so. Skubal's an absolute lock. Ohtani's an absolute lock. I think the drama on these awards is pretty much over as well these last couple of days.
Yeah, Orthodox says, Ben, it's your fault for not wishing Schilt good luck yesterday. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I did. So I feel much better. Now, I did not text him any consolation.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't want to rub it in.
See, that would have been a better thing to do.
You think so? Saying, hey, sorry you didn't win.
Sorry you lost.
Sorry you finished second.
I know you wouldn't do that.
No, I would not.
What's up, my dudes? How you doing?
Oh, we're good. How you doing? Poor guy.
I'm saying you can't wish someone luck on something that's already happened.
You absolutely can. You absolutely can.
After the fact.
No, you can wish them luck. It's just something you say.
Wish them luck on the 2024 season, then. It's over, but wish them luck.
No, wish them luck on the 2025 season.
Well, yes, absolutely you can. That hasn't happened yet. But the manager of the year vote had already happened.
Yeah, but he didn't know the result.
You can't change
it. I just said,
You can't change it with luck, though.
Hope you win.
Thank you.
You should have wished him luck like the last day of the season when the writers were casting their ballots. That's the day to wish him good luck.
Sorry, Mike.
All right, new college playoff rankings and something that even Ben didn't know about in sports, which is weird.
Good person, Ben.
We'll play Take on Woods as well, coming up next.